我们曾经应许永远侍奉我们的主。
Yes, we have promised forever we will serve the Lord.
但是我们要说，直到今日，实在是主在这里服侍我们。
But we have to confess, up to this day, He is the one that served us.
是他与我们同在。
His presence.
是他一路扶持，一路牵引。
His support and His guidance.
啊、我们的心里面满了感谢。
Our hearts are filled with thanks.
今天我们在这里交通蒙福之路。
This morning we will share with you another way that will lead to His blessing.
侍奉神是蒙福之路。
Serve God is a sure way to be blessed.
好像我们在那里弟兄讲到，好像是付出一样。
Oftentimes we feel like as if we are giving something to Him.
但是我们今天要认识到，侍奉神是蒙福之路。
This morning we'll come to the realization that serving Him is a way to be blessed.
请我们一起来读出埃及记第八章第一节。
Let's please read together Exodus chapter 8 verse 1.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Let my people go so that they may serve me.
摩西他来到法老的面前。
Moses came before Pharaoh.
神吩咐他这么告诉法老。
God says, tell Pharaoh this.
叫他容他的百姓去。
Let my people go.
好来侍奉神。
That they may serve me.
神用了大能大力，用了十次击打法老，然后让法老愿意让以色列百姓能够离开埃及。
God struck Pharaoh 10 times with His mighty hand so that His people can be set free and leave Egypt.
神实在是看见也听见以色列百姓在埃及所有受的苦难。
Truly, God has seen and heard the sufferings of His people in Egypt.
他们在那里做苦工。
They labor and toiled.
他们受到法老所有的欺压。
They are persecuted by Pharaoh.
他们没有自己的自由。
Without liberty.
到一个地步，他们的男孩子要被杀害。
To the point that their boys would be slaughtered.
他们向神来哀求。
They plead to God.
神伸手要来拯救他们。
God extended His hand and He wanted to save them.
是神亲自来拯救以色列的百姓。
God personally came and delivered His people.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见所有人类的光景。
Brothers and sisters, today all humankind.
我们过去的情形也是这样。
Are no different than the Israelites back then.
在世界中，在罪恶中。
In this world, we are all sinking in sin.
我们的里面充满了苦难。
Filled with pain.
我们没有办法来救我们自己。
And we cannot deliver ourselves out of it.
我们的命运是死亡。
Our destiny is doomed to death.
死后还有审判。
And after that judgment.
但是神他爱我们。
But God loved us so.
他伸手海中救了我们。
He stretched out His hand. He lifted us from the sea.
他差遣他的儿子来到地上。
He sent His only begotten Son to come to this world.
亲身担当了我们的罪。
Personally, He bore our sin.
我们永远要赞美神救赎的大能。
Forever, we must sing praises of His great salvation.
永远要赞美他救赎的大爱。
Forever, we want to thank Him for His mighty love. Every Sunday morning, when we come to break the bread,
we
sing that children of God who has been blessed,
应当喜乐欢腾
surely should come and rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们要掉充满了喜乐来到神的面前来赞美
他。Let's all be filled with joy and sing praises to Him.
我想以色列的百姓他们蒙了拯救。
The Israelites when they were delivered.
他们能够出了埃及。
Out of Egypt.
就好像今天我们能够脱离所有世界的缠累。
Just like us today to be free from all the bondages of this world.
脱离所有罪恶的捆绑。
Freed from the bondage of sin.
脱离所有审判的恐惧。
Free from the fear of judgment.
我们蒙了拯救。
We are saved.
我们可以来到神的面前。
And we come boldly to God.
Hallelujah. 我们可以
大大的赞美主。Let's praise Him.
那当我们读出埃及记。
When we read the book of Exodus.
耶和华吩咐摩西。
Jehovah told Moses.
是的，耶和华说要法老让以色列的百姓能够离开埃及。
Yes, thus said the Lord, let my people go.
是的，神预备了逾越节的羔羊。
God has prepared for us a lamb for the day of Passover.
为我们被杀献祭。
Which was slaughtered and offered as a sacrifice.
好像我们蒙了拯救。
So that we may be saved.
但是当我们读 他说容我的百姓去。
But when you read, he says, let my people go.
这好像是一个手续。
As if there is a process.
他下面讲到一个目的。
For a purpose.
好侍奉我。
So that they may serve me.
八章二十节。
Chapter 8, verse 20.
同样讲说容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Again, he said, let my people go so that they may serve me.
九章一节他说耶和华希伯来的神这样说容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
9:1 says let my people go so that they may serve me.
九章十三节神说同样的话。
9:13 again he reiterated.
神要让我们实在知道他救赎我们有一个目的。
Over and over again he wants us to know that his redemption is for one purpose.
就是要来侍奉他。
That so we may serve him.
当他讲他的百姓是讲到每一个神的儿女。
When he speaks of his people, he's referring to you and me, every one of us.
大的小的。
Whether you're the oldest or the youngest.
年长的年少的。
The biggest or the smallest.
男的女的。
A man or a woman.
每一个都要来侍奉
神。Every single one of us needs to come and serve God.
当法老听见摩西告诉他耶和华的要求的时候
As Pharaoh heard of this
法老本来说你们壮年的去侍奉
Originally he said Okay I'll let your young and mighty ones go
耶和华没有答应
The Lord says no
要每一个都要来侍奉他
Every single one is to come
每一个家都要来侍奉他
Every single household is to come
后来法老说好你们不但壮年的去妇人孩子好吧也让你们一起去
So Pharaoh finally gave in, say, "Okay, the women, the kids may go as well."
但是你们的牲畜要留下来。
But leave me behind all your stocks.
神在那里没有许可。
God says no.
你一蹄也不留下来。
Not even one foot of any of your living stock may stay.
弟兄姊妹，我们的所事，我们的所有，全部都要出埃及。
Everything that we are and everything that we have has to go.Out of Egypt.
我们全部都要来侍奉神。
Everything is for the service of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
在以色列有一条河叫做约旦河。
In Israel, there is a river called Jordan.
约旦河是从高的地方往低处流。
The river of Jordan flows from a height down to the valley.
流到最后一个地方叫做。
And reaches
沿海。
The Salt Lake.
或者叫做死海。
Or it may be called the Dead Sea.
那这个水一直往下流。
The river kept flowing downward.
但是流到里面以后呢，它没有往外再流出去。
Once it reaches the Dead Sea, it doesn't go any further than that.
所以为什么沿海它会变成沿海呢？
Do you know why that become a salty lake?
因为今年累月，这个约旦河的水一直往里面流。
Because year after year, the water comes from the River of Jordan into that Dead Sea.
但是从来没有流出去。
But the Dead Sea did not keep on flowing out.
所以今天叫做死海。
Today is known as the Dead Sea.
没有生物能够在里面生存。
Nothing can survive in that Dead Sea.
弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩得救以后
，Brother and sister, after we are saved,
生命的活水就在我们的里面。
There is a living water inside of us.
好像约旦河的水源源不断的能够涌流进来。
As the river of Jordan kept on flowing in.
但是若是我们不让这个水流出去
And yet if you do not let it flow out
久而久之
Little by little
好像我们真的成了像死海一样
You become a dead sea
只有进没有出
That only things coming and nothing goes out
神叫我们成为一个祝福的运河
God wants us to be a channel of blessing
他不是拯救我们叫我们自己满足自己享受
He did not save us for our own self-entertainment
他叫我们侍奉他
He saved you so you may serve him
他叫我们让生命的活水能够流出去
It has to be a living water that kept on flowing out
要带给世为的可人
And brings blessing to quench the thirst of people around you
On
every single one of us he has a glorious purpose
是的他用他的大能大力拯救了我们
Yes with his mighty hand he has saved each one of us
脱离了埃及
And we're free from Egypt
但是我们一再读主的话
But when you come to his words
好侍奉他
He said so that you may serve me
我们再强调这是每一个蒙恩的儿女我们应有的权利
Let me emphasize this is the privilege of every child that's been saved
侍奉神也是我们的生命
It is also the life the nature of this life we have
侍奉神是我们蒙福的道路
It is a way that will induce God's blessing
曾经在主前一百零几年的时候，罗马的地方他们盖了一个运水的一个渠道。
Thousands of years BC in Rome there was a channel that people had dug.
那他们盖了以后呢，就让那个水能够供应罗马城里面他们供水的需要。
So that the water can be distributed through the channel to all the needs and households in the city of Rome.
那这个 channel 呢，它水不断的在上面流。
Water kept on flowing in the middle of this channel.
上千年的时间
for thousands of years,
那这个水道一直有水在那里流。
The water kept on flowing.
几千年啊
for thousands of years.
啊，那个水道并没有什么坏。
It wasn't wrecked in any way.
后来人们很稀奇。
People oftentimes wonder.
用石头啊这些建起来的，哇，能够用这么长的时间。
This thousand-year-old channel that was built with just rocks.
到后来，到了近代的时候。
Even in modern days,
那人们就想他要把这个渠道保存下来。
When people are trying to reserve this old channel,
说应该做一个好的纪念。
And they say as a memoir,
所以他们不让水好像再从这个上面流过去。
They want to preserve the channel, therefore they stop the water from flowing.
他们建了一些的管道。
And they try to redirect those water through elsewhere.
那现在呢，可以用管道来输水。
From maybe some underground channels, they say we can now distribute water.
盼望能够更好的把这个渠道能够保存下来，成为一个古迹。
In the hope that they can now forever preserve this old channel and become a very famous tourist site.
当人们把那个管道做好了
，When they finish the underground channel,
发现没有过很久的时间。
Very quickly they realize
那这个渠道开始龟裂。
The old channel began to crack.
开始好像整个都要崩溃一样。
It was crumbling down.
人们就发现为什么会这样子呢？
And to their total amazement,
因为当这个渠道没有了水以后，
When the channel is without water,
它只剩下太阳在那里晒它。
All it's left with is for the sun to keep on beating down on it.
对，很多的开始龟裂。
And it began to crack and crumble.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们需要生命的活水一直从我们流过去。
By the same token, we must have the living water constantly flowing in us.
我们需要让活水从我们身上能够流出去。
And the living water must flow out as well.
我们需要让神来使用我们。
We must be willing to be used by God.
那这个 channel, 这个渠道当一直被使用的时候。
When this channel is constantly being used by Him.
其实他得到最大的祝福。
It receives the greatest blessing.
它得做最大的保护。
It has its greatest protection.
当它不再使用的时候。
But when it's no longer being used.
很快它就败坏了。
Quickly, it will corrupt.
神的儿女，我们蒙拯救。
Children of God, who's been saved.
蒙赎的人当侍奉。
We should come and serve.
这绝对是我们蒙福的道路。
Certainly, this is the way that will lead to His blessing.
也是神拯救我们有一个这么荣耀的旨意。
And this is the sole and glorious purpose of His redemption.
叫我们能够来侍奉神。
So that we may serve Him.
有时候我们想一想，原本我们和神差的真的是太远了。
Remember where we used to be, far from God.
有什么是我们能替神做的呢？
What can we do for Him?
千山的牛，万山的羊都是他的。
All the cattle and cows on the mountains belong to Him.
他说有就有，他命立就立。
He is the one who spoke everything into existence.
整个天地，所有宇宙万有这么的伟大。
Single-handedly, He created everything in the universe.
神可以用他的话，他就能够创造这一切。
He spoke things into existence.
难道我们真有什么事情，好像要我们来做，好像来服侍他吗？
What could little people like us do something for Him?
弟兄讲得很好，其实不是我们服侍他，是他服侍我们。
Indeed, it is not we that can serve Him, but He has served us.
真的不是我们真的好像付出了多少。
It is not that we have given a lot.
那是神在这里他赐福给我们。
But He has given us His blessing.
他教育我们 和他的荣耀有份。
He wants us to partake of his glory.
叫我们与他的生命有份。
He wants us to be part of his life.
叫我们与他的旨意有份。
He wants us to partake in his eternal will.
他何等的盼望我们侍立在他的面前。
Oh, how much he wished that we all stand before him.
叫我们真实在灵里面来侍奉我们
的永生神。To serve him in spirit and in truth.
我们一同来读一段圣经。
Let's please turn to Matthew.
马太二十四章。
24.
43节到47节。
43 to 47.
我们一起来读。
Let's read aloud.
家主若知道几今天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他们这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。四十六节说，主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Verse 46 is that it will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns.
这边我们就知道说，什么样的服事是一个蒙福的服事。
Here we learn of what kind of blessing will, what kind of service will lead to God's blessing.
马太二十四章是特别讲到主耶稣基督再来的一章圣经。
The focus of Matthew chapter 24 was his return.
为什么主耶稣告诉我们他要再来有什么样的现象，有什么事情要发生？
And he was sharing with them about all the signs that precedes his second coming.
他叫我们警醒。
He says, be watchful.
他说，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
He said, for you know not when he will come.
他让我们很清楚知道，我们的主就要回来了。
He tells us clearly that he's about to come back.
但是我们不知道是哪一天他会回来。
But we don't know when.
我们只知道他必定要回来。
We know that he's coming for sure.
所以他叫我们警醒。
And he said, therefore, stay vigilant.
哪一样的人当主回来的时候称许他呢？
Who will receive his praise when he comes back?
他说哪一样的仆人主回来的时候说这仆人是有福的。
What kind of servants will be blessed at his coming?
到底这个警醒，到底这个预备要我们做什么？
What does he want us to be ready for?
是的，我们知道这个预备讲到我们要预备油。
Yes, we need to prepare oil.
像那个五个聪明的童女。
Just like those five very wise virgins.
他们的器皿里面有预备油。
In their vessels, they have oil.
那这个预备只有在我们今生的时候。
This preparation can only be done in this life.
十个童女，她们器里面本来都有油。
10 virgins all have oil in their utensil.
表示当我们蒙恩得救，每一个人里面都有圣灵的油在我们里面。
Because each one of us has received the anointing of the Holy Spirit the moment when we were saved.
但是有五个预备油。
But five of them kept plenty of oil in their utensil.
五个没有预备油。
The other five did not.
当主回来的时候。
At his return.
在羔羊婚宴的当中。
At the feast, wedding feast of the Lamb.
只有五个预备油的能够进去。
Five virgins entered.
另外五个只有在外面哀哭切齿。
The other five were left outside, crying and gnashing their teeth.
蒙赎的人当侍奉。
All the redeemed need to come and serve.
侍奉的路上，我们能够预备油。
On this path of service, we keep on increasing our oil.
他说，在你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
He said, at a time when you least expect it, the Son of Man returns.
所以你们要预备啊。
Therefore, prepare yourselves.
要预备。
Prepare.
我们要预备油。
Be ready.
但他下面马上就讲。
And then he goes on.
谁是忠心又见识的仆人？
That who is this faithful and wise servant?
主叫我们实在看见，在这个侍奉的路上。
Here he points to us on the way of serving him.
我们正在预备。
As you keep on preparing yourself.
这是一个蒙福的道路。
To be blessed.
但他讲到一个忠心。
And he emphasized on being faithful.
那这是一个蒙福的侍奉。
This is a very blissful service.
那这样的人第一个条件讲到要忠心。
The prime requisite to be blessed is faithfulness.
保罗在提摩太前书说，我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督。
1 Timothy 1:21, he says, Thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength.
他说，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
That he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service.
因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
Considered me faithful, appointing me to his service.
所以我们侍奉神忠心是何等的重要。
It is so important to be faithful in his service.
在灵前四章二节说，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
1 Corinthians 4:2 says, Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
求于管家的只有一个点，就是要有忠心。
There is one requisite to the steward, and that is you have to be faithful.
昨天下午我去参加一个聚会。
I attended a meeting yesterday afternoon.
那是有一个像是一个训练性的聚会。
It was more like a training meeting.
特别讲到说如何在教会中来兴起这些领袖的人物。
The focus was how to raise leaders in church.
他讲到好多个点要注意的。
And there are many points that they gave us.
比方说要注意到他属灵的恩赐。
For instance, pay attention to spiritual gifts of people.
要注意到他的才能。
Pay attention to their talents.
要注意到他的精力。
Pay attention to their energy level.
我看他列了好几项。
There are many items that was listed.
的确，今天我们若做世界上的工，我们也会注意到这些。
Yes, indeed. When we are working in this world, those are the things that we tend to.
当我们来 interview 一个人工作的时候，我们也会注意到他的才干到底是什么。
Whenever you interview an applicant, we want to find out what is his talent.
他的 personality 好不好？
他的人格是怎么样的？
他跟人相处容不容易？
Is he easy to get along with people?
的确，当我们在选人才的时候，这些是我们的一个标准。
Those were the criteria that we look for when we are recruiting someone.
但是后来，当我再仔细的想一想
，But as I give it more thought，
的确，这些是非常的重要。
I agree, indeed, they are important.
但是神在这边告诉我们
，Nevertheless, God tell us，
他说是要有忠心的人。
Faithfulness is the key requirement.
保罗他说，神派他来服侍，不是因为我有才干，我有能力。
God confessed that I am appointed a servant not because I am talented.
他说，因他以我有忠心，所以派我。
But because I was considered faithful, that He put me in His ministry.
哎呀，我觉得说神他看我们心的最深之处。
God searches the hearts of all men.
因为在神的眼光中。事工来讲没有什么大小之分。
In his eyes, there's no great service or minute services.
在教会里面地位也没有什么高低之分。
There's no different rankings in church either.
在神的国度这些好像跟我们属地的观念都是完全不一样的。
The kingdom of God is totally different than that of the world.
神看我们有没有忠心。
His focus is faithfulness.
我们忠心把我们自己交托在主的手里面。
Those who are faithful and entrusting ourselves into His hand.
他看我们有忠心，他派我们来侍奉。
Whoever He considers faithful, He will appoint you to His service.
上主日史弟兄在这里讲到那个小驴驹说主要用他。
Last Sunday, Brother C shared with us that there was this little colt whom the Lord says, I want to use you.
主要用他。
I want to use him.
今天主能够用我们每一个人。
Today, God can use every and each one of us.
他能够用每一个神的儿女。
He wants to use every child of God.
他要看我们里面是不是有忠心。
And he's looking for faithfulness.
神也告诉我们在小事上忠心。
Those who are faithful with the little things.
这实在是非常的宝贵。
Is very precious.
我记得以前在高中的时候。
When I was in high school.
那有一位神学生在我们那个小村庄里面在那里服侍。
There was a student that is serving us, coming from a theological seminary.
那在台湾服侍主啊，回想起来，他们传福音是蛮不容易的。
It is really not that easy to preach the gospel in Taiwan.
那这个神学生呢，他来服侍我们青年聚会。
This student who came to service in the young adult meeting.
讲起来算是一个青年聚会。
Well, even though it's so-called a young adult meeting,
但是说实在没有几个人。
There's only a handful of us.
很多时候礼拜五晚上去了，就是他跟着我两个人。
Sometimes on Friday night, it was just him and me. That's it.
那每一个礼拜六的下午。
Every Saturday afternoon.
那我们的弟兄呢，他就去看望。
Our brother would go and visit the other people.
他就带着我一起去看望。
And I tagged along.
每一个礼拜六下午，我们就到外面去看望。
So every Saturday night, we go out visiting people.
我觉得弟兄虽然过了几年之后 没有看见做出很大的功来。
Years have passed, even though outwardly there didn't seem to be such great ministry.
虽然旧的工作来讲真的是非常的艰难。
And the task was very difficult.
在那个雾峰那个乡村的地方。
In that little out suburban village, 雾峰。
但是我觉得弟兄他是一个忠心的人。
Yet he is such a faithful servant.
这个常常吸引我的心。
And that draw me close to him.
这是一个忠心侍奉主的人。
Because he's such a faithful servant.
他没有灰心，没有失望。
He was never discouraged. He never gave up.
每一个礼拜六下午，他去看望。
Saturday after Saturday, he goes visiting people.
那是我做高中的学生。
I was a high school student.
但是我觉得受他影响很大。
I was greatly affected by him.
当我读大学的时候
，When I became a college student，
我记得大一刚刚到台南去。
During my freshman year, as I first went to 台南，
啊，我就到我们租的房子的附近有一个教会。
I attended a church that's close to where I was renting.
礼拜五晚上，礼拜六晚上。
Saturday nights.
当我脚一踏进去
，The minute I set my foot in the church，
我马上就想走了。
Immediately, I wanted to leave.
因为里面实在是没有几个人。
Because there's only so little people there.
那大的年纪好大，小的年纪好小。
And the old people were really old. The youngs were really young.
就他们说这叫青年聚会。
And they call that a young adult meeting.
小的是小学生。
The young ones were grade school students.
那大的呢是在做事的。
And the old ones are already, you know, working out.In the careers.
我看那个牧师他也相当的愁苦。
And the pastor looks quite distressed as well.
哎呀，我是不想去了。
I really didn't want to go to that church.
我后来感谢主不晓得为什么他还是叫我留在那里。
But for some reason, God wanted me to stay in that church.
那因为前面在高中的时候，那位弟兄他是这样带我的，每个礼拜六下午就是去看望。
Because I was discipled by that God's servant.Prior, every Saturday afternoon, going out to visit.
后来我就每个礼拜六下午我也去看望。
I follow his example.
那每一个在那个小小团契里面，每一个我都去看一遍。
In that little fellowship group, I visited every single one of them.
刚开始只有几个人。
At the beginning, there's only a few of us.
一年过去了，第二年来了。
One year passed, the second year came.
感谢主，有几个高中生得救了。
A few high school kids were saved.
感谢主，有几个这个我们大学的这个认识的，他们愿意过来了。
And thank God, later on, there were some college kids that attended as well.
有人得救了。
Some people were saved.
有人是很好的同工，一起来帮忙。
Some become my co-workers.
所以那个下午探望的时间是越来越长。
So the afternoon that we spend to go visiting people becomes longer and longer.
我们那时候是骑着脚踏车。
We rode our bicycles.
但是每一家都这样看一遍。
Went from house to house.
感谢主，一年一年一年下来。
Year after year.
看见神是在那里做他奇妙的工作。
I witnessed how God does His own wonderful work.
我们所看的不是外面有多少的兴旺。
Those who we have visited or what we have shown forth is not outwardly.
但是今天我回想起来，我还是很怀念那段的服事。
In retrospect, I really miss those years of ministry.
有一次有一个弟兄从台湾来看我。
Once a brother came visiting me from Taiwan.
他讲到说他现在是在怎么样的地方服事主。
And he was sharing with me where he is serving the Lord right now.
叫我很得的激励。
I was so encouraged by him.
这个弟兄以前是我们一起在一个小小团契里面的。
He used to be my co-worker in a very small fellowship.
他现在在服事主他的这个服事怎么样？哇，我觉得很受激励。
And he's still sharing with me how he's serving the Lord today.
另外一个弟兄他来看我。
Another brother came visiting me.
他在台湾做这什么 Good News TV 啊？哦，他这个是非常的有抱负，非常的有眼光。
And he has a really great vision, and he's sponsoring this so-called Good News TV in Taiwan.
他讲到说他们一年的这个资金啊，要花多少上几千万什么的，我听得很惊讶。
And he was telling me how they have tens of millions of dollars behind them.
但我想想看，我认识他的时候，那时候他得救是一个高中生，就在我们小小的团契里面。
And I remembered how he used to be this little high school kid in our very small fellowship.
但是今天他让我觉得非常的受激励。
But today, he has greatly encouraged me.
因为他是拼了命在那里侍奉神。
Because he strived to give it all to serve God.
我们感谢主。
thanks be to the Lord.
你永远不知道你今天所服侍的这个逐日学的孩子。
You never know this little kid that you're teaching in Sunday school.
神会怎么样来用他
？How greatly God might want to use him someday.
今天我们忠心的服侍。
Today your job is to be faithful.
责任在神的身上。
And God will take care of the rest.
神他会负责。
He is responsible.
我们感谢主
Thanks be to the Lord
主要成为叫我们成为一个忠心服侍他的人
He wants us to be faithful servants
我们越服侍越发现说主啊真的不是我们在做什么事情
The more you serve him The more you'll find out It is not up to you
还是看见神他的恩典在这里一直的流露
But his grace that has sustained you
他不单有忠心还要有见识
Not only we need to be faithful But we also need to be wise
这个 wise 讲到我们要有聪明
It says that we have to be wise.
我们要能够感受到到底神他要的是什么。
And we have to be able to sense that what God is looking for.
当我们在服侍我们的主人。
When you are serving your master.
若我们常常搞不清楚我们的主人他到底要什么。
If you're oftentimes at loss, what does your master want?
你说我非常的忠心。
You say, I'm very faithful.
主叫你做。做这件事，你老是在做那一件事情。
But he wants you to do A, and you always go and do B instead.
他叫你做木匠，你老是在那里打鱼。
He wants you to do some carpentry, and you're constantly fishing.
虽然说我非常的忠心。
You might say I'm faithful.
但是主说你没有见识。
But you're not wise.
你不晓得神要你做什么。
You have no idea what he wants you to do.
到底他的心意是什么？
What is his heart after?
神说我们要有忠心，还要有见识。
That's why God said you have to be faithful as well as wise.
所以我们需要读主的话。
When you study the word of God.
神他所有的心意要在他话里面来让我们知道。
He reveals all his heart to you in his words.
我们需要来亲近主。
You need to draw near to him.
我们不能照着我自己的意思在那里来服侍。
Don't do it according to your own will.
所以诗歌讲到说，叫我们成为无有。
That's why the hymn tells us that let me be nothing.
叫我们侍立在他的面前。
To stand before you.
啊，这个忠心，神能够使用。
This is the kind of faithfulness that God is looking for.
有我们常侍立在他的面前，我们才能知道他到底要我们做什么。
Only if you constantly stand before Him, so that you may learn of His will.
多少时候我们服侍主，我们也学这样的功课。
We oftentimes are trying to learn this precious lesson.
哇，我觉得我有忠心。
I felt sometimes I'm faithful.
照着自己的意思在那里拼命的努力。
But after my own will.
常常觉得哎呀，摇橹甚苦。
And you're just like rowing your boat real hard.
直到一个地步觉得说哎，我实在不行了。
To the point that you just want to give up.
啊，我们回到主面前。
And then you go before Him.
说主啊，你来。
Say, Lord, come.
你来做。
Come and do this.
你来彰显，你来显现。
Show me the way.
感谢主，当我们愿意把自己放下来的时候
，Whenever we're willing to let go of ourselves，
让我们能够知道到底他要我们做什么。
He comes and show us His way，
让我们成为一个有见识的人。
He wants us to be wise，
让我们服侍人的时候，我们也能够知道说。我们所服侍的人，他们的需要是什么
？In our ministry to other people, so He will reveal what their needs are to us.
他说：“谁是忠心有见识的仆人
？Who shall He find faithful and wise?
为主人所派管理家里的人
，Who has been appointed by the master to be in charge of His servants?
这个管理不是说去辖制
，When He said here to be in charge，
乃是去照顾、去牧养
，is not to dominate.” Over them, but to shepherd them, to take care of them.
管理家里的人
in charge of the servants.
按时分粮给他们
who will issue out the rations on time.
什么叫做分粮给他们
What does it mean to issue out their rations?
要把主他的自己能够分出去
is to issue Jesus out to them.
所以我们常常需要预备。
We need to always be ready.
我们需要从主那里得着他话语的供应。
To receive His supply.
如果我们没有从主那里得着话语的供应，我们怎么能够分出话语的粮食出去呢？
If you don't constantly equip yourself with the word of God, how are you going to pass His word out?
我们需要从主那里积蓄产业。
We must go to Him to inherit His possession and obtain His life.
我们才能把主的生命流露出去。
So that you can let it flow out of you.
我们需要常到主的面前，让主的爱充满我们。
We must oftentimes go to Him and be filled with His love.
才能让这个爱能够流露出去。
So that you can impart His love to others.
弟兄姊妹，这些服侍，这些仆人。
brothers and sisters, all these servants,
是讲到我们每一个神的儿女。
It's referring to every single one of us.
今天不是说教会里面哪几位好，他们是服侍主的。
It's not exclusive job for a selected few in this church to serve.
是他们的责任，应该供应这个话语的粮食。
It's their responsibility to give us the word of God.
是的，也许我们度量是有不同。
Yes, we might have different measures received from God.
我们信主的年日也有不同。
And we might have different years as to when we have learned of the Lord.
但是原则是一样的。
But it's all under this very same principle.
我们都需要按时分粮出去。
We all need to go and feed others on time.
今天你得救了。
Today you're saved.
明天你就可以分粮出去。
Tomorrow you're out to do your job.
因为你有的是别人没有的。
Because what you have received is something that not the rest of the world have.
今天每一个神的儿女，主让我们在不同的环境长大，不同的环境有不同的经历。
Today every child of God are raised in different circumstances, receiving different experiences.
在每一个环境中，他叫我们得着生命。
In each circumstance, he has given us his life.
当多受苦楚的
，those who have been afflicted much,
他就多有能够安慰人的
，can comfort much.
这不是在于说，好像你是怎么讲呢？你圣经知识多少，你就能够这样子安慰别人。
It is not the more well learned you are of the verses, the more you'll be able to comfort other people.
所以每一个肢体都是那么的重要。
But each member from the body of Christ is very crucial.
要把粮食能够分出去。
We are all there to pass food out to others.
主能够分出去。
To issue Jesus out to others.
是的，今天我们所看见主所看重的侍奉到底是什么？
This is what the Lord cares about.
他要得着忠心有见识的人。
He wants to obtain for himself wise and faithful servants.
他要我们照顾牧养神家里的人。
To shepherd over the household of God.
他叫我们按时把粮食能够分出去。
To issue rations out routinely.And on time.
我们实在是盼望和弟兄姊妹，我们彼此勉励。
Let's encourage one another.
我们都觉得说，不是我们真的有什么。
So that we truly realize that it is not that I have much.
主你来充满我们。
But Lord, come and fill me.
求你让我们成为一个祝福的运河。
Make us a channel of blessing.
让我们能够把你分出去。
So that Jesus can be given out to others.
当别人碰见我们的时候，他们能够得着主。
When others encounter us, they receive the Lord.
当我们和弟兄姊妹相交的时候。
As you are fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
我们不是只是讨论天气如何。
We're not just here to do small talks.
股票如何
or the stock market or the weather
选举如何
or how the election was going.
我们有一个目的的
but we are here for a purpose.
我们要把主分出去
that we want to impart Jesus from one to another.
在交通中让我们彼此得着基督
in our fellowship, let's obtain Christ.
彼此得着生命
let's feed on each other's life.
得着粮食
Let's all get fed.
这就是我们在侍奉中，这是一个蒙福的侍奉。
This is a blissful service.
这是我们自己在服侍的里面，我们也得着极大的恩典。
You will be greatly blessed in the middle of this kind of service.
我们来读约翰福音十二章二十六节。
Let's turn to John 12:26.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。若人要服侍主，他说要跟从主。
He says, whoever serves me must follow me.
主说我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。
And where I am, my servant also shall be.
这是一个蒙福的侍奉。
It is a blissful service.
第一点就是要来跟从主。
And the key is to follow him.
跟从主，无论主在哪里。服侍他的人也要在那里。
Wherever he is, there shall his servant be.
常常我们思想我们主的服侍。
Oftentimes, as I think about the services,
在卑微中来服侍。
You serve him in humility.
在受苦中来服侍。
Serve him in your sufferings.
主在服侍中，他那么不愿意显扬他的自己。
When Jesus was serving us, he never wanted to.Brag about himself.
当众人要来拥护他的时候
When the crowd thronged him and wanted him to be the king,
主独自退到旷野去
He retreated into the wilderness.
他愿意在隐藏中来侍奉
In silence he wanted to serve.
主在哪里，服侍他的人也要在哪里。
Where he is, so shall his servant be.
因为我们的主，他的生命到底是如何？
Such is the life of Jesus.
这必须是我们服侍的生命。
We have that very same life.
我们主人他所走的道路。
The path that the master walked upon
必须是我们的道路。
Is the path we must follow.
今天在这里，这是一个蒙福的侍奉。
This is a very blissful service.
他下面说，若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
And he says, my father will honor the one who serves me.
他这边讲的侍奉是跟从主的侍奉。
A service that follows the Lamb himself.
是照着耶稣基督他的脚中来服侍的人。
One who tread in the footprints of Jesus himself.
主站在最低的地位。
He's always at the lowest place.
我们愿不愿意和主站在最低的地位？
Are you willing to go there?
主可以被人都踩在脚下。
He's willing to be trod upon by others.
主说，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
And he says, wherever I am, there shall my servant be.
我们愿不愿意让人都踩在我们的身上？
Are you willing to be stepped on?
但是这样的人服侍主，他说，我父必尊重他。
But he says, such servants will be honored by my Father.
有父神的尊重。
To be honored by the Father God.
这是侍奉里面何等大的福分。
What a great blessing that would be.
我们来读路加十二章三十七节。
Luke 12:37.
主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，前伺候他们。主人来看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。
He said, blessed are those servants when the master comes and find them working.
下面讲一句话，我们觉得何等的稀奇。
And then he went on.
他说，我实在告诉你们。
He said, I tell you the truth.
主人必叫他们坐席。
He will gird himself to serve.
他说，自己束上带。
And have them recline at the table.
近前伺候他们。
And he'll come forward and wait on them.
这是我们头脑里面所没有办法想象的。
This is something that simply precedes our understanding.
是的，一个仆人如果做得再好。
Yes, no matter how great a servant you might be.
那个主人可以说他称赞一下，夸奖一下这个仆人。
The master might come and praise you.
但是这里是主人叫仆人坐席。
But here it shows us that the master bid the servant to please recline at the table.
主人自己来伺候他们。
And the master himself comes and wait on him.
我们能不能够想象这样的福分？
Can you imagine that?
是主耶稣他亲自来服侍我们。
That Jesus himself comes and serve us.
真的不止主耶稣他在地上的时候，他说人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
When he was on earth, he said, the Son of Man come not to be served, but to serve others.
他要舍命做多人的赎价。
He gave his life willingly for the redemption of many.
但是今天他已经从死里面复活。
But today he had arose.
他已经坐在荣耀的宝座。
And he's enthroned in glory.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的主他仍然来服侍我们。
Nevertheless, he still comes to serve us.
他仍然愿意那样的束上带子，他那样子亲自来侍奉我们。
Still, he girds himself and he wait on us.
这是侍奉神所得着一个何等大的福分。
What a great blessing that is.
很多时候当我们好像在那里服侍人的时候，
Oftentimes as if you were serving others，
你发现我们里面没有足够的爱，
And you found yourself running short on love。
当我们向主呼求，
And so you cry out to the Lord，
主把这个爱服侍到我们的里面，
And then he ministered to us with his love，
充满在我们的里面，
We're filled with his love，
好叫我们能够服侍人，
So that you can go out and serve others。
其实是主在这里服侍我们。
Yes, the Lord comes and serves us all the time。
多少时候我们在服侍的时候觉得我们里面那样的缺乏，
Oftentimes we felt that we just run short。
我们需要真的来认识主。
We need to come and know him more.
所以我们祷告。
So you pray to him.
求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Oh, the spirit that gives us wisdom and revelation.
真的开我们的眼睛。
Open my eyes.
教我们怎么来服侍。
Teach me how to serve.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主人他乐意来服侍我们。
Brother and sister, our master loves to come and serve us.
把天上的荣耀向我们打开。
He wants to show us all the glories in heaven.
吸引我们的全心来归向他。
He wants to draw you wholeheartedly to Him.
叫我们得着力量。
So that you might be strengthened.
我们能够继续的往前。
So you can continue in His path.
这些都是侍奉的福分。
All these are blessings from Him.
在启示录七章十五节，他说：“所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他。”
Revelation 7:15 says, "Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night."
坐宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。
And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them.
到启示录二十二章，到圣经的最后。
At the end of Revelation chapter 22,
他说以后再没有咒诅。
He says, "No longer will there be any curse."
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座。
The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city.
最后他讲一句话。
And at the end, he says,
他说他的仆人都要侍奉他。
And his servants will serve him.
我们一直看到神的旨意到最后完成的时候。
Consistently, we see that at the consummation of God's will,
圣经仍然告诉我们。
The Bible reiterates,
他的仆人都要侍奉他。
His servants will serve him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
到那一天，如果我们要来侍奉神。
On that day, we come and serve him.
我们必须在今天，我们学习来侍奉。
But you must learn how to.Today,
今天没有一个人，我们可以说我们是完全的。
None of us is perfect.
但是神呼召我们。
But we have all been called.
他已经拯救了我们。
Because we've been saved.
我们脱离了埃及的权势。
Free from the power of Egypt.
我们得着了释放。
We have been liberated.
蒙赎的人当侍奉。
Those who are redeemed need to serve.
每一个蒙赎的都要侍奉
神。Every single one that's redeemed.
容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Must come out and serve him.
我们感谢主，经过我们一生的年日。
Thanks be to the Lord throughout our life.
侍奉是一个蒙福的道路。
Service is the key to his blessing.
在侍奉中，神能够做工在我们的身上。
In serving him, God can continuously work on you.
在侍奉中，这个生命的活水能够不断的涌流。
In serving him, the living water can keep on flowing out.
我们必须要让水能够流出去。
You must let it flow.
让主的生命能够流出去。
God's life needs to be passed on.
那我们才会一直得着新鲜。
So you may continually receive anew.
在侍奉中，我们与主同在他所在的地位。
In his service, you will be in his presence.
我们的主在哪里？
Wherever he is.
服侍他的人也要在哪里？
There you are also.
这样的服侍是父神所尊重的。
This shall be honored by the Father God.
尊重的。
These are the ones that are honored by the Father.
在侍奉的路上。
In your path of serving Him.
我们的主他应许与我们同在。
God Himself promised to be with us.
我们所侍奉的主人。
The Master that we serve.
他要亲自来服侍我们。
Will personally come to minister to you.
弟兄姊妹盼望我们更多的认识这条服侍是蒙福的道路。
How I wish that we will know more and more that serving Him is the way to be blessed.
叫我们彼此勉励。
Let's encourage one another.
在神的家中。
In the house of God.
每一个神的儿女，我们都有一个心愿。
Every single one of us have a desire.
主，我们已经应许永远要来侍奉你。
Yes, Lord, I have promised.To serve you forever.
愿主的爱激励我们。
Let his love constrain us.
我们都把自己献上。
That we all offer ourselves willingly.
成一个忠心有见识的。
To be a faithful and wise servant.
我们再来唱诗歌641首。
Let's sing again hymns.